Despite all the historically important events happening daily throughout the world, a recent study found that almost two-thirds of American newspapers publish less foreign news than they did just 3 years ago. Tom Rosensteel is director of Pew's Project for Excellence in Journalism, co-leader of the study with former L.A. Times foreign correspondent Tyler Marshall. And Mr. Rosensteel joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you.
How significant is this cut in foreign news coverage over the past 3 years? Are stories being ignored, or is less space being devoted to events that would have received more attention in the past?
Well, both. Newspapers are smaller. Their advertising is decreasing, and the size of the paper is decreasing commensurate with that, and papers are laying people off. And it's not just foreign news that's dropping. It's national news, it's lifestyle features, it's business. It's everything but basically hyper-local news. There is less of in newspapers across the country, although foreign news is the topic that has been cut most.
Now, does this apply to smaller town and city newspapers, or are we talking about the big city papers as well, like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times?
Well, actually, the larger newspapers, the big city metros, are being hurt economically even more than the smaller papers are, because they're the ones who are suffering more competition for audience from the internet. If you're a very local paper, there may be no other source for the sort of the micro local stories that you're able to produce. And interestingly, as papers cut back and say, "Well, we'll rely on the national media to cover the rest of the world," we're seeing that national media is also cutting back on this coverage. So not only is the New York Times now in some ways a unique source for international news, but it too has less space and is laying people off.
Is this a long-term trend? Is this something that's been going on that began long before the 3 years of your study?
Well, not really. Newspapers have been, of course, losing audience to television and even radio going back really since the beginning of the post-war era after World War II, but the surviving newspaper in every town tended to flourish, and it's only in recent years that we've seen real declines at the newspaper that ended up prevailing as a monopoly newspaper in each town, and it's really the last 3 or 4 years where these severe problems with revenue became more acute.
Does what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan count as foreign news?
Oh, absolutely.
So we've seen reductions in coverage in those situations as well?
Yes. I mean, America's at war in two different countries, and we're in a global economic slowdown, and we're seeing this reduction in coverage. And it's simply a matter of when an editor is told, look, revenues are down 20% this quarter, you've got to cut back on your budget, they look around and say, well, I can, for the cost of one foreign correspondent, I can have three domestic correspondents or two domestic correspondents. So which one am I, you know, I can reduce fewer bodies if I lose my foreign staff, and we'll just get it from the wires.
But they can just get it from the wires. You say they're not publishing it even from the wires. You think that's partly because of a lack of reader interest in all the negative stories?
No, it's...
Because business is also being cut back.
Well, there's a relative choice being made in the sense that foreign news is being cut back more, but virtually every subject is also receiving less space because the paper is physically smaller. I mean, half of basically employment classified advertising in newspapers is down about 50% in recent years. There are simply fewer pages. I mean, basically the way newspapers are laid out is you take all the ads you have for that day And that fills up half the space, and the other space is devoted to your news hole. If you have fewer ads, you have a smaller news hole, and every subject is receiving less space.
And when you speak to people in the newspaper business, are they saying this is all because of what's happening with the Internet and younger readers not buying newspapers?
Well, it's that on a structural basis, but in the last year and a half, the economic slowdown has had a devastating effect, has more than doubled the impact of that, because you've got a large chunk of newspaper revenue comes from the automobile industry, which is suffering, the housing industry, which is at the cutting edge of this economic slowdown, and grocery stores and other places that are pinched because of rising petroleum prices and are cutting back on their ad budgets as a consequence.
So that's why we see a newspaper like the Los Angeles Times, which relied on housing and automotive and also supermarket ads to keep itself going, why it's in so much trouble these days?
Yes. I mean, if you go to a region of the country that is where the economy is more acutely affected, and California is one of those places, the impact on the newspaper is even worse. Newspapers generally are what you might call a lagging economic indicator. As the economy slows down, it eventually affects the newspaper. And you layer that on top of this information revolution, which may be leading in the course of the next decade or so to the elimination of the print edition.
Did you speak to editors at newspapers about these changes?
Yes, we went to about 15 newspapers across the country. Tyler Marshall went and visited with them, and then we twinned that with a survey of more than 250 other editors across the country to get a kind of layered sense of what was going on.
And are they okay with these changes?
No, they're devastated. But as one editor put it to me, we are dismantling the newspaper industry. And he said, I'm not sure how much longer I can stomach doing it.
Well, since you said there's been an increase in local news coverage, does that mean that we can expect to see newspapers surviving, but only by focusing on what you called hyper-local community news coverage?
Well, that's the gamble that they're thinking about taking. Basically, every newspaper is saying if a lot of the information that was in my newspaper is now a commodity that people can get anywhere, what is it that I can put in my newspaper that they can't find anywhere else? And that leads to this idea that we'll be very local. The problem with that is if your newspaper becomes so narrow focused a product that people may say, well, it's really not worth my time to get it at all. And that's the sort of the marginal equation that newspapers are struggling with. If you become so hyper-local that you become not compelling to people, you may kill yourself with a strategy that was designed to save you.
But aren't newspaper archives the source of history? What happens to the institutional memory if newspapers go this way?
Well, that's the other finding in the report, is that as newspapers reduce their staff, the people who are first to go are the more expensive, more experienced people. So when we asked editors, what problem do you see as hurting your newspaper the most, it was the loss of that institutional memory in the community, in their newsroom, and thus then in the news product, that they feared most. So they're replacing some of these older people, not all of them, with younger multimedia savvy kids. But there's a real trade-off in that transaction.
And we'll wind up having to go to Google rather than through newspaper archives to find out what happened in the year 2009.
Well, and if it's local, it won't be on Google, because the only source for that information is the local newspaper. In any community in America, the local newspaper has more reporters than any other news organization.
Tom Rosensteel is director of the Pew Project for Excellence in Journalism, and they, along with former Los Angeles Times foreign correspondent Tyler Marshall, conducted a survey of newspapers and what they're covering and what they're not covering. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.